Anya and I are walking through a shady, hilly forest, and birds are chirping everywhere. Usually when Anya hikes, it's just her and nature. Microphones and reporter friends usually don't make it into the equation. So I think Anya's a little nervous.
Yeah, that's where it is. I don't know if you can see it. Sorry, I'm totally getting distracted. Do you see? It's like through that tree and the tree behind it. And it's spacing, so you can't see. Now it's flying back. I think they're red-bellied woodpeckers. Let's go down closer.
Anya is little and feisty. She buys almost all of her clothes from secondhand stores. I always see her in earth-tone corduroys and fleece vests. She's this eco-groovy chick walking down the path.
Well, right now we are walking through Bird Hills. Checking out the trails. I partially try to just zone out a little bit. I mean, coming out here is, to a certain extent, sort of an escape from having to do much of anything. But I also find myself just listening to all of the birds and trying to figure out what kind they are and where they are. It's usually not too successful, but it's still fun just listening and paying attention to what's around.
Anya says that when she doesn't spend time outside, she gets grouchy. She recently visited New York City. Even though she had a fun time, she says the city just doesn't move her the way spending time in nature does. Like the time she went backpacking with her friend.
It sort of, it forces you to look at your priorities, does it really matter that you don't like your haircut that you got? Does it really matter that you don't do all of these things? Or do you really just have a time to focus on what it is important that you accomplish in your life or the people in your life? And it forces you to slow down.
As we walked through the woods, Anya pointed out tons of birds. We listened to one that sounded like a monkey. And Anya said that bird always makes her laugh. In fact, a lot of birds catch her attention. We couldn't walk for more than a few minutes without her stopping mid-sentence to track some bird.
Part of what the awe I have in birds is that they sort of, they're really tough. Just being able to survive through some of the winters, or even just the cold nights, that they essentially go into, it's torpor, it's sort of like a type of hibernation, not quite as deep, but they go into this every night and lose like 50% of their body weight. And they just have to shiver and shiver and shiver to like wake themselves back up. And it's a huge stress on their body. And they truly, what they eat during that day is what's going to keep them alive at night, But you just hear their pretty songs and like they're flying around playing and, they're incredibly tough.
They're not just tough. They have a bird's eye view of life, literally. Anya told me that she admires how birds can really see the big picture of things. That's because they migrate thousands of miles. She says that larger view is something she strives to see in her daily life.
And I think about it, they can just... Not that there's an infinite number of places where they can, habitat that they can fly to, but they sort of get like this more regional or global view of the world than most other species or other animals. So sometimes I just think that's got to be amazing, just to sort of see things on a bigger scale like that. Sorry, I always get distracted as soon as I see a bird, so it's really hard for me to focus.
I'm not a birder, and I don't really spend a lot of time paying attention to birds. But after Anya and I went hiking, I started to notice them. Like the other day, a cute little bird with a cherry red splash on its head stood next to me on the sidewalk. And I heard woodpeckers during my morning run through the woods. Birds are everywhere. And maybe you're like me. You didn't even notice them until somebody pointed them out. For the Environment Report, I'm Kyle Norris.